This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Charles Davis from NFL Network. He's on Fox. You guys know who he is. You get a chance to watch him. Charles, it's good to have you back on the show, man. Welcome back into Dukes and Bell. Harry Douglas sitting in with me today. Charles, let's start. I got to ask you, has your board changed any from all these mock drafts? And I want to go where we're at, which is at 14. Has your board changed for us?
It's always going to change because every time you do a mock draft, it's hard to stay static. You know what I mean? You got to kind of come up with certain things. And the idea that guys are rising and falling, I think a lot of it is a creation much more of what we're about in our business, you know, and I include myself in it when we're talking things, speculating, you know, things you might have heard and what have you. But since all the pro days have ended, I think things are kind of flattened out. So my long-winded way of saying a lot of things wouldn't change, but each time you do a mock draft, you do need to make some changes. otherwise, your bosses are like, you handed this one in for the third straight time. Yeah, I know. Nothing's changed. Well, yes, it has. So that's kind of how it goes. But in terms of what they're seeking, no, nothing's really changed for me. Hi, Harry. I hope you're doing well. It's good to hear your voice again. And I think Harry's spot on with the Falcons. Offensive line, defensive line, either way, get the best player that you can at that number if you're not going to make a move to go up or down or what have you. So I think those are the best spots for them. And fortunately, it's a year where I think that they may actually have a choice of going offensive or defensive line at 14. And that's what's going to be an interesting look.
It is our man Charles Davis from NFL Network and Fox. Okay, we keep talking about Kyler Murray. Dude.
Hey, before you go on, yeah. Let me just throw this at you. Could you imagine this draft if Kyler Murray didn't jump into it? Let's say Kyler Murray said, I'm just going to play baseball with Oakland. And imagine if we went to the combine and now through this time speculating about things. Would this draft have the same sizzle and snap without Kyler Murray?
No.
For me, the answer is obviously no.
Not at all.
But it's, I think it's taken on a life even bigger than what I anticipated in the beginning. But could you imagine if all we were selling is the big guys? And there's nothing wrong with selling big guys, but people don't lock in on it the same way. Kyler Murray changed everything, especially with Cliff Kingsbury being the new head coach in Arizona. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I've said this from the jump, and full disclosure, Charles, I've known Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah. He's a Texas boy. His dad was a legendary high school coach. He goes on the Tech. I've known him for a very long time. And when he got the job, I had no inclination that, you know, this was going to play out this way. But I said to our audience, it wouldn't surprise me, right, months ago, if this kid plays in the NFL, that they draft him because he loved him. He wanted him at Texas Tech. Obviously, he didn't go there. I just think this is the perfect storm for him to go number one.
Yeah. I don't see where it goes any other way at this point. I know that there's all the conversation now. Like the Cardinals even sent that thing out. We haven't made up our mind about our number one pick. Okay, fine. Do what you need to do, say what you need to say. I get it. Let me just throw this one at both of you. Could you imagine now a scenario in which the Cardinals go to the podium? I mean, the commissioner goes to the podium, announces the Cardinals are on the clock, and then comes back 10 minutes later and announces that the Cardinals, with the first selection of the 2019 NFL draft, have selected Joey Bosa, defensive end, Ohio State. Look, Joey Bosa might be the best player in the draft.
Right.
Okay, he's darn good now, okay? He's number one. He's the best player on my board for whatever that board is, okay? But with the way the momentum has gone, as you've said, and I think you articulated it perfectly, perfect storm, and the momentum just continues to build, and there has been no real, how do I say it? There's been no real indication from the Cardinals for everyone to hit the brakes. right? They say a couple of things, but they haven't come out real vehement about the whole idea that, hey, we haven't really made up our minds. They just kind of like throw it out there, and everybody goes, yeah, Kyler Murray. Okay, and that's kind of where it is. Could you imagine their fan base at this stage? It would feel like a letdown, even if they selected the best player in the draft. That's the way it feels to me because of the momentum, the time. And I'm going to say it one more time. If you hire Cliff Kingsbury as your head coach, and football acumen is not my issue, and I don't even have a quote-unquote issue, but it's, I'm not going to say it's unprecedented, but I'm waiting for someone to come up with a head coach with a losing record, loses his job in college, is going to be an offensive coordinator, and is now a head coach instead in the NFL. I'm waiting for that one. Someone showed me where we've done this before.
We haven't.
No.
But because of what he is as a coach, and it's the offense and the style, and Kyler sitting there, I don't know how you hire Cliff Kingsbury and then come showtime, decide to go conservative. It just doesn't make sense to me. That's why I'm thinking Kyler has to go at one. Unless some crazy, crazy, unless Jerry Maguire walks in and goes, crazy scenario here.
Yeah.
San Diego's come in with a new scenario, and it's big, Matt. It's big. You know? That's the only thing I can see right now.
See, that's my thing, Charles. With Kingsbury and the offense that he runs and the things that he likes to do, I just feel like Kyler Murray fits his offensive scheme and his offensive system way more than Josh Rosen does.
Oh. Hey, Harry, let me ask you this. As a guy who played in numerous schemes, right, and you play with different guys along the way, and you were in Tennessee when Mariota came along.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw the beginnings of that. But with the scheme that Cliff runs, and really this is for both of you because you know Cliff very well. I don't think Rosen can't play in that scheme. I think Rosen can. Murray fits it better.
Right. Exactly. You can
do
I agree.
More things. Am I on track?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, you're 100% on track.
Absolutely. And here's the deal. I got to say this, too. It's Charles Davis joining us, guys. We're talking about the number one potential overall pick. We asked him about the Falcons. We'll get more into the Falcons draft and more about these potential pass rushers and D tackles here in a second. But the other part of this is Kingsbury's bringing his history of what, you know, he learned under Mike Leach and whatnot, and he's taking that philosophy to the NFL. Again, you know, they score a lot of points in college, and I get that. But this is a big question mark for me. So his whole thing is, I got to get a guy that I know can run this thing. And that is why I think he's completely sold, and they're sold, and I guess he sold the front office on this about Kyler Murray. I think he likes Rosen, but I think he loves Murray and knows what he can do.
And I think another thing – I'm sorry. I think another thing that leads Kingsbury to that mindset is, who is his quarterback that's in the NFL right now?
Pat Mahomes.
And he went to the NFL, to the Chiefs, in a similar offense that throws the ball around, a lot of spread things, do a lot of trickery. And he's seeing how Pat Mahomes panned out in that offense. So he wants to mimic that in Arizona. That's his mindset.
Yeah, I think you guys are flat out on target in so many ways on this one. Here's what I do throw out for everyone. Let's say things do get crazy, and somehow the Cardinals weren't telling us not the truth, and somehow they decide to pick someone other, and now Josh Rosen is running this offense. So while everyone in Arizona collapses with the idea, oh my God, Josh Rosen can't run this offense, if you go back and trace the history of guys that Cliff Kingsbury, Mike Leach, whoever you want, Hal Mummy, that they've had running this style of offense, all of them have not been superb athletes. All of them have not been mobile runner, hold on, you know, the whole deal. I did a ton of college football, as you guys might remember. There was a stretch in there at Texas Tech where I think there was four or five quarterbacks in a row, that were fifth-year, first-year starters under Mike Leach. Now think about that, okay? And in that time frame, they all threw for darn near 5,000 yards. And the vast majority of them were not movers, not great athletes, the whole deal.
Yeah.
The offense can be paired up with whoever you're talking about, and you can fit it and make it work. Is it expanded with a mobile guy like Murray? Of course it is. There's no doubt about it. So that's why I keep coming back to this thing, because Mahomes is a superb guy. But listen, Baker Mayfield is a determined runner, but he's not an athlete that overwhelms you with what he did. And by the way, Cliff doesn't get a lot of credit for Baker. People want to give him credit. I'm not giving it to him. He had him. Kid was rookie of the year. He got hurt partway. And Cliff started playing other guys, and Baker left and went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving him that one.
Yeah, that's
okay?
a good point.
But he had plenty of other guys, you know, that came through, ran at Davis Webb was there. Is he a tremendous athlete? No. But the numbers still show up because they know how to fix the offense around the quarterback or play to that quarterback's strength. So anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah. Charles,
I just think that they're going to draft him at number one, and then the draft officially begins.
I agree. It's Charles Davis, guys. I want to ask you, who's the best defensive tackle that fits what we do for our Atlanta Falcons?
Well, look, Quinnen Williams is the best one, okay, but he's not going to be there.
Right.
We know that. The Ed Oliver thing is going to be very interesting, guys, because I think that he fits a lot of what the Falcons do. And with the speed and getting upfield like Dan Quinn likes, in my humble estimation, I think he fits very well. But you are hearing a lot of positive talk about Ed Oliver now that we didn't hear before. So I think I might have even had him in my first mock draft going to Atlanta at 14. And people are telling me now he might not make it out of the top eight. So you know, keep an eye on something like that. Dexter Lawrence from Clemson gets a lot of attention. But I think he might be a two-down guy, guys.
Mm.
I don't know that he's that pass rusher in today's NFL. If you're taking a first-round defensive lineman, he's got to be able to provide some upfield pressure. That's why I would like Christian Wilkins better in there from Clemson.
Okay.
That type of a player fits more of what I think you're looking for in today's NFL.
What about edge rushers? If we go that route at 14.
At 14, now you're starting to get into a situation of, I think you're going to talk, is it a Cleveland Farrell at Clemson, who I think is a very intelligent rusher. I don't know that he's the most dynamic edge rusher, if that makes any sense. I think he's fundamentally sound, does a lot of good things, and he may very well break the mold. You remember when Joey Bosa came out? That was supposed to be one of the things. Well, I know he'll get you 8 sacks, but will he get you double digits? Well, now we know better, right?
Yeah.
So maybe Farrell could be more of that guy. Is it a Brian Burns from Florida State, a willowy type of a rusher, and you already have that essentially in Vic Beasley? So are you kind of recreating the same type of body type, same type of player? Who knows? That's what you're starting to get into, I think, when you're getting there. Because unless something really crazy happens, a Montez Sweat won't be there. Now, do you like a Rashawn Gary from Michigan in case something happens there where people say the production doesn't match the combine and maybe he goes a little bit later? Because he's a big, thick guy who can go inside in the nickel and sub situation. He looks dynamic as heck, but you're trying to reconcile 3.5 sacks from a guy that looks that good, you know? So it's those types of things and those types of questions that really start to play into this thing.
Charles Davis, man, it is always good to catch up with you. Draft is going to be crazy. It always is. But this year, by the way, it's in Nashville, if you're wondering. And we're going to be all over it, carrying it, and seeing what's going on around the league here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Harry Douglas says thanks. I say thanks. Charles, have a good day.
Thanks a lot. Are we staying at Harry's place in Nashville? Are we all staying there?
Listen, I sold my place.
I'll see you guys there.
I sold it. I should have kept it.
Yeah, listen, you could have rented it out for this week, Harry.
Exactly.
Got it all back in one shot.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Charles, take care, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.